It's all about beer. What's new in brew? New on the shelves, on tap, and on the drawing board. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio with your hosts, Joe Leary and Cullen Jack, on all-time favorites, AM 650.
Just Here for the Beer Radio, sponsored in part by Malone's Downtown. Check out their great menu daily at Malone's. Fabulous food items. How about this? The signature maple chipotle wings. Wednesday is 2-for-1 wings at Malone's. And, of course, daily draft specials. Malone's Downtown. Pender at Seymour. I'll be there tomorrow night. I host all the Canuck games from Malone's Downtown. We'll be there. Anaheim Ducks and the Canucks tomorrow night.
Cool. Yeah, you know what? When we went away to the commercials, one of the things about drinking beer is you often get a little bit of gas and burping a little bit, and I have that mandarin orange flavor on my tongue still. It's tremendous.
You know what? It's one of those things where, and it doesn't seem like rocket science, but in some respects it does. Like, why didn't someone come up with this sooner? This is such a great combination, and it's just enough mandarin orange to make this thing really zing, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it's perfect.
Wow. All right, we're joined in studio by Jennifer and Danielle. They are with a company called eventsontherocks.com. It is On the Rocks Ice Distribution. Now, you were with us for our first show, Jennifer and Danielle, and you brought to our attention that you're not beer people, but you have a relationship to beer, and we thought, well, we're all just here for the beer, so let's bring you in and talk about what you all do. So tell us the story of Events on the Rocks.
We provide absolute ice to vendors, restaurants, bars, events, and we offer a delivery service. So we've
used them several times for our events, and it's great because, you know what, they deliver right to the door.
And beer is best cold, so I may not be a beer company, but I love beer and I love it cold. So I want to make sure I can partner up and make sure that beer is cold when those events happen.
Okay, so you work with various events, for example, that require beer, and tell us the procedure. So if I'm a beer company, what I want to contact you, what is it you're exactly providing for me?
So you're going to give me a call and you're going to say, you know what, Jennifer, I've got this event. There's going to be, you know, 1,000 people, 2,000 people, 500 people, whatever your event size is. And I'm going to go, okay, well, you know, are you chilling the beer? You know, is it for kegs? Is it for bottles of beer? You know, what are we chilling? I'll figure out, you know, what the quantity is going to be for those beverages, how we're going to chill them. And then I'll also say, you know, is it going to be outdoors? Is it going to be indoors? Do you have a place to keep the ice frozen? If they don't, we'll help source that for them and make sure that we can get it delivered to them the time they need and get those beers chilled ahead of time for the event.
So, in other words, ain't no party you can't take care of.
That is right. Okay. You got it.
They've taken care of the 2010 Canada Cup of Beer, okay. Oktoberfest, right. Wine and Beer Festival. Hopefully, we'll source them out for Beer Humbug as well on December 18th.
And that's another question, because you, Colin, as the beer expert, you could easily attest. I mean, temperature changes the complexion of beer so much. And again, I think generally when we think of beer, we think of a nice frosty cold one on a hot day. But for example, when I was out at your Canada Cup of Beer, I think I was there on day two, and the day before, it was a veritable heat wave, and that can really have an adverse effect on people sampling new product.
Definitely, and I think that the brewers, they really take pride in serving their beer at the proper temperature and making sure that you have good ice, good quality ice. On location is paramount.
So, girls, how can people contact you? Tell us about the website.
They can contact us at eventsontherocks.com, or you can call us directly at 1-866-989-4-ICE-4423, or email us at info@eventsontherocks.com.
And, of course, we saw you at Oktoberfest last weekend. What's next on the agenda?
What is next on the agenda?
We have some catering companies, you know, that we keep supplied on a regular basis, some non-for-profits that we help do events for, marathons, things like that. So, and then there's Halloween. So.
Well, ladies, thanks very much for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was fun.
Once again, eventsontherocks.com, Danielle and Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for having us.
Well, we pretty much put the wraps on episode number 2. Once again, we would like to sort of remind you of all the great beer companies and sponsors that we have here on Just Here for the Beer Radio. Vancouver Island Brewing, it's vanalbrewery.com. Of course, the Sea Dog Amber Ale, the Herman's Dark Lager. We've learned that that's your favorite. Mine's the Sea Dog. And I take pride. I was the first non-Vancouver Island brewer person that tried Sea Dog, so I'm a fan of that.
Very cool.
VanIslandBrewery.com is the website for that. We were also joined, of course, from Dead Frog, deadfrog.ca, and we tried something brand new, first of its kind, the Winter Mixer and the Mandarin Orange Amber Ale. And I was saying about the Pepper Lime Lager, and that was pretty much my go-to with Dead Frog. Might have found a new one.
Yeah,
here.
And don't forget, we also had Lighthouse Brewing, and they're talking about their new mixer pack and the triple IPA, which I'm looking forward to trying. We also had Pacific Western Brewery with the Festbock, and of course, I'm going to be out at Oktoberfest on Saturday night having a few of the Fest beers because I'm going to be in that festive mood.
And the folks at Alexander Keith's, Keith's.ca, the brand new Alexander Keith's Harvest Ale, available in 12 packs at retail locations and on tap at selected locations around BC. And a thanks again to our friends from Innocent Gun, Nicole, who is the sales rep out of Toronto, and Dougal Gun Sharp, who is the brewmaster. And we had such a tremendous time last week at Chin Chin pairing that wonderful beer with that wonderful food from Chin Chin.
We did. I also want to remind people to check us out on the Facebook page. Check out Beer Humbug as well, just here for the beer.com/beerhumbug on December 18th. And you can also tweet Mr. Jack, Mr. Colin Jack, at just here for the beer, JHFTB. .com.
Could that be any more complicated?
It was. First time I've ever tweeted.
Yeah, no kidding. And again, thanks to all our sponsors, Hub in Yale Town, Migs Barbecue on the west side of Vancouver, some of the best barbecue in town.
O'Hare's in Richmond.
O'Hare's in Richmond.
Original Joe's, which we're heading to right now.
Absolutely. Also, Brown's Social House in Kitsilano, and the great folks at Milestones as well. And just here for the beer is sponsored in part by Malone's Downtown, where you can check out their great menu daily at Malone's. Fabulous food items, daily specials on craft and micro beers. Check out every Canuck game for your chance to play trivia with me and win great prizes. Malone's Downtown at the corner of Pender and Seymour. And that's a wrap for show number two. Colin, we have show number three all lined up and ready to go.
November 16th.
November 16th. Again, the website is justhereforthebeer.com. Our thanks to our buddy and beer enthusiast producer, Art Factora. Art, you rocked it again. Thanks, my friend.
Justhereforthebeer.com.
Absolutely. Thanks, Colin.
Thank you, Joe.
You guys got beer, right?
Joe Leary and Colin Jack are just here for the beer. It's Canada's only dedicated beer radio show. Everything related to craft beer, specialty import, and new products and innovations, special events, beer and food pairings, beer forward restaurants and pubs, and what's new and brew. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio with your hosts Joe Leary and Colin Jack on all-time favorites, AM 650.